From Washington, this is VOA News. Hundreds are killed in a huge earthquake in Nepal. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. The massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Nepal and the Himalayan region, killing more than 1,400 people. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, the quake destroyed parts of Kathmandu, triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest, and devastated the mountainous region.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The quake was shallow, which makes it more destructive. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. In Kathmandu, only a stump and a pile of rubble was left behind of the 60-meter-tall, iconic 19th-century Dharara Tower. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 strikes approved by the Iraqi Ministry of Defense near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar. They disabled or destroyed Islamic State positions, vehicles, and heavy machine guns. Near Kobani in Syria, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Also Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs near the crossing between Iraq and Jordan. This is VOA News. Fighting continued Saturday between supporters of Yemen's president and Shiite Houthi rebels in the port city of Aden and other parts of the country. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes also continued to hit Houthi targets. Security officials and eyewitnesses said that fierce street battles in Aden took place as Houthis tried to gain a foothold in 2 districts. Western governments and Sunni Arab allies in the coalition say that Iran is financing and supporting the Houthis. Tehran and the rebels deny that allegation. Voting is underway in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a 3rd 5-year term. As Anne Luc reports, opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in 2nd in the single-round poll.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. People are voting their convictions today, says this voter. You just have to look around the country to see how urgent these elections are. He says this vote comes down to whether or not you approve of how things are. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a 3rd term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in negotiating trade pacts across the world. The president said if the United States does not lock in new trade rules for the 21st century, then China will write those rules.
We have lessons to learn from the past, and we have learned them. But trying to stop a global economy at our shores isn't one of those lessons. We can't surrender to the future because we are meant to win the future.
The TPP includes Japan and 11 other Pacific Rim nations, but does not include China. President Obama is pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote either yes or no on trade deals, but could not make any changes in them. Meanwhile, the Republican address featured Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, who also spoke in favor of the TPP and fast-track authority for the president. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.